From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The United Nations Security Council is set to meet late Sunday in emergency session. The council plans to address the fighting in South Sudan that has left more than 100 people dead. The violence is raising fears that the country could slide back into a full-blown civil war. The announcement came alongside new reports of fighting Sunday in the capital Juba between forces loyal to the government of President Salva Kiir and those backing Vice President Riek Machar. Witnesses said Sunday's fighting hit a UN encampment for displaced people for a second time in as many days and also targeted a rebel base in the capital. The British think tank IHS said Sunday the Islamic State jihadists are losing control of territory they had captured in Iraq and Syria. IHS said the Islamic State group lost 12% of the territory it held in the first half of 2016, on top of 14% it lost last year. Even as Islamic State loses territory, however, it has been able to launch mass casualty bombings and shootings in Baghdad, the Iraqi capital, Paris and Brussels, as well as inspire attacks elsewhere in Europe and the United States. IHS senior analyst Colm Strack said Islamic State's loss of territory likely means it will engage in more such attacks. Prominent Cambodian political activist and commentator Khem Le was shot and killed in broad daylight while sitting in a coffee shop in Phnom Penh on Sunday. He was the founder of the Grassroots Democratic Party and an outspoken critic of the government. A national police spokesman says a suspect has been arrested, and he was told that the shooting